When he first told the story, Rat stopped there and looked at Mitchell Sanders for a time. "So, what's your vote? Where was she?"
"The Greenies," Sanders said.
"Yeah?"
Sanders smiled.
"No other option. That stuff about the special forces, how they use the place as a base of operations, how they glide in and out. All that had to be there for a reason. That's how stories work, man."
Rat thought about it, then shrugged.
"All right, sure. The Greenies. But it's not what Fosse thought. She wasn't sleeping with any of them, at least not exactly. I mean, in a way, she was sleeping with all of them, more or less, except it wasn't sex or anything. They was just lying together, so to speak. Marianne and these six grungy, weirded-out green berets."
"Lying down?" Sanders said.
"You got it. Lying down how?"
Rat smiled.
"Ambush. All night long, man. Marianne's out on fucking ambush."
"Just after sunrise," Rat said.
"She came trooping in through the wire, tired-looking but cheerful, as she dropped her gear and gave Mark Fosse a brisk hug. The six green berets didn't speak. One of them nodded at her, and the others gave Fosse a long stare. Then they filed off to their hooch at the edge of the compound.
"Please," she said, "not a word."
Fosse took a half-step forward and hesitated. It was as though he had trouble recognizing her. She wore a bush hat and filthy green fatigues. She carried the standard M16 automatic assault rifle. Her face was black with charcoal. Marianne handed him the weapon.
"I'm exhausted," she said. "We'll talk later."
She glanced over at the Special Forces area, then turned and walked quickly across the compound toward her own bunker. Fosse stood still for a few seconds, a little dazed, it seemed. After a moment, though, he set his jaw and whispered something and went after her with a hard, fast stride.
"Not later," he yelled. "Now!"
What happened between them, Rat said, nobody ever knew for sure. But in the mess hall that evening, it was clear that an accommodation had been reached. Or, more likely, he said, it was a case of setting down some new rules. Marianne's hair was freshly shampooed. She wore a white blouse, a navy blue skirt, a pair of plain black flats. Over dinner, she kept her eyes down, poking at her food, subdued to the point of silence. Eddie Diamond and some of the others tried to nudge her into talking about the ambush.
What was the feeling out there? What exactly did she see and hear?
But the question seemed to give her trouble. Nervously, she'd look across the table at Fosse. She'd wait a moment, as if to receive some sort of clearance. Then she'd bow her head and mumble out a vague word or two. There were no real answers. Mark Fosse, too, had little to say.
"Nobody's business," he told Rat that night. Then he offered a brief smile. "One thing for sure, though. There won't be any more ambushes, no more late nights."
"You lay down the law?"
"Compromise," Fosse said.
"I'll put it this way. We're officially engaged."
Rat nodded cautiously.
"Well, hey, she'll make a sweet bride," he said. "Combat ready."